Radio.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters.
The yeas are 83, nays are 16. And the conference report is adopted.
And so the Senate has passed the compromise spending bill. The president has said he'll sign the legislation with an important proviso.
Even though he's unhappy with the amount of border wall money in the bipartisan compromise, the president will sign the government funding bill. His signature will fund several key agencies and avert another shutdown. But White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says Mr. Trump will also take other executive action, including a national emergency, to deal with the situation at the border. The move is likely to raise legal challenges from opponents. Sanders says the president is once again delivering on his promise to build the wall. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Opponents of Amazon's move into Queens celebrated the firm's decision to abandon its plans to build a campus there.
Queens City Councilman Jimmy Van Bramer complained Amazon's record of opposing labor unions and acting against undocumented immigrants should have disqualified the company for making a deal with New York. But he confessed he was surprised at how quickly the firm folded.
I rarely agree with the mayor, but I agree with the mayor. It's a tough town. If you can't take a few people upset about something, you don't deserve to be in politics in New York City.
Amazon had planned a 25,000-worker campus in Long Island City, but large tax breaks for the internet retail behemoth ignited the local opposition. Warren Levinson, New York.
The U.S. Senate has confirmed William Barr as Attorney General.
This isn't the first time William Barr has held the nation's top law enforcement job. He also served under former President George H.W. Bush. Now he'll fill the shoes of former AG Jeff Sessions and consequently will find himself caught up in the politics of the ongoing Mueller investigation. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 104 points, the NASDAQ up by 7, the S&P declined 7, oil up to $54.41 a barrel. More on these stories at townhall.com.
When it comes to your pain, many of you might be skeptical, like I was, about ordering Relief Factor. Pat Boone again for this wonderful 100% drug-free supplement designed to help your own body lower or eliminate occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. I'm not skeptical any longer. The three-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. Why don't you let us see if we can get you out of pain, too, at ReliefFactor.com.
Are you a responsible person who finds yourself growing deeper in credit card debt? Then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity Debt Management will consolidate your accounts and work with your creditors. You'll save thousands and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
The wife of the white Chicago police officer who fatally shot black teenager Laquan McDonald says her husband has been assaulted by inmates in his cell at a Connecticut prison.
Jason Van Dyke is serving a sentence of 6 years and 9 months for the 2014 killing of Laquan McDonald. He was being held at an Illinois jail where he had been kept out of the general population. But he was transferred to a low-security federal prison in Connecticut last week, where his wife, Tiffany Van Dyke, says he was placed in the prison's general population and assaulted by other inmates in his own cell. She says she fears for his life and wants prison officials to rectify the situation right away. I'm Ben Thomas.
President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump are praying for those affected by the school shooting in Parkland, Florida, that left 17 people dead 1 year ago today. Mr. Trump says that after the tragedy, he created the Federal Commission on School Safety. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters.
This is the Savage Nation.
Talking about Avenatti, I've never seen a lawyer get away with this. As Cohen is being sentenced, this dirty rat gives a press conference saying Trump is next. The legal profession was never developed for people like Avenatti, in my estimation. You think Jerry Nadler is any different than Cohen? They're all cut from the same pickle. You ought to thank God they didn't become judges. In Nadler's case, he went higher than a judge. He became a congressman. Can you imagine that?
Michael Savage, a host like no other. Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
You're seeing some big delays because of an accident on Bay Meadows Road westbound at San Jose Boulevard. That right turn lane is blocked. Also, another accident on the East Beltway, 295 southbound at Atlantic Boulevard, blocking the left lane, causing delays. And another accident on the West Beltway, 295 southbound before Duval Road. For your Valentine's night, expect partly cloudy skies, low 45. Friday, mostly sunny and warmer, high 76.
The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
1.7 billion were there for his birth. 220 countries tuned in for his first step.
Woohoo!
The world stood still for that stolen kiss. Ah! And as he grew, so did the technology. Broadcast live and unedited to an audience around the globe.
Cool, man.
Coming to you now, enclosed in the largest studio ever constructed, and along with the Great Wall of China, one of only two man-made structures visible from space. Now, it's...
I'm Speaking Plainly with Bill Hay.
Good afternoon, Jacksonville, and welcome back to the next to the last word, because it's Thursday.
That's right.
So today is the last word in politics, but it's the next to the last word in politics, because I'll be back in here again tomorrow.
Or the almost Friday.
Or the almost Friday last word. Anyway, phone lines are open, 222-TALK, 222-8255. AJ's over there sitting waiting.
What am I waiting for?
Waiting for the phones to ring for people to get on board and talk to us about
and we're extra friendly today.
We
know,
are.
Because it's
Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, in
baby.
Stereo.
Oh, hi. Come on, call it.
I had no idea. He's got an unlimited number of sound effects over there, so don't be surprised if they don't.
I wouldn't spring them on you like that.
Yeah. AJ's in a rare mood today.
He is indeed.
I mean, we haven't heard these in a while.
Ay, caramba.
There you go.
All right.
Forgive him, folks. You're back in control.
Thank you.
Well.
Karen Morton joining me in the studio today. Karen, I've got to admit, I have some ulterior motives for having you here.
Gee, imagine that.
Hi, Bill. I have to use your previous position to bolster...
Okay.
My position.
Okay. Well, it may or may not, but okay.
Okay.
I don't know what your position is.
During the course of the day today, I made a statement on Monday relative to an admonishment letter levied by the current chairman of the Republican Executive Committee, the strong arm of the Republican Party here in North Florida, Duval County. And I didn't agree with it because it, in my opinion, goes against the rules set forth by the state party relative to what Ronald Reagan called the 11th commandment, thou shalt not speak badly about another Republican.
Yeah.
So we actually have a copy of the rules right here in front of me on this magic box that Al Gore invented.
That's right.
And we're going to talk about it because politics is getting really, really nasty here in North Florida.
Politics is getting nasty here locally. That's true. Although politics has always been nasty. And I mean, you know, years past, I mean, there was a time when a political party chair was like a Chicago boss.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, things are not quite
as... Things have gotten a little better, but the pendulum is swinging back because sometimes I feel like there's bully tactics and intimidation going on.
Well, you know, sometimes there perhaps could be. You are dealing with so many different perspectives and so many different personalities from so many different levels and so many different... levels of knowledge,
right?
Some people who are extremely knowledgeable, and some people who are just armchair quarterbacks. And you think, dear God, you know, like,
please go
just
away,
stop,
yeah.
Stop.
Well, I was
now.
Really proud of the state attorney's office when they came forth and said that they had been conducting an investigation into some Sunshine Law violations, and they found that there was not enough evidence, or in some cases, no evidence, to conclude that there were any Sunshine Law violations between a couple of city council members. And one of those city council members happened to have been the former president of the city council, who is now running actively to replace the mayor here in Jacksonville.
Right.
And I think she's got some people worried, to be quite honest with you. I think she's got some establishment party members extremely worried.
I can't speak for those establishment party members, but I from certain actions and certain comments that are made, I would say that anybody who has decided to run, who is in her position where she has, you know, 4 years of council under her belt, she's been council president. Of course, we're talking about Anna Pochet. It needs to be taken seriously.
Right. And the fact that she is being taken seriously by the opposing party.
Oh, yes, of course.
And they seem
they
to
would,
have.
They would be foolish not to.
And they seem to have glammed onto her quite well because she is speaking about unity and crossing party lines to get things done. She's saying all the right things. Mm-hmm. She's attending different breakfasts and groups that are voicing opinions on crime, voicing their opinions on poverty and food deserts here. So she's actively out there. I haven't seen a lot of the other candidates doing that.
I have.
I've seen a lot of press coverage with things like buying firefighters flak jackets.
Well, if you're talking about just the candidates, actually, you know, just the candidates running for mayor, there are five candidates running for mayor, and all of them are reaching out into all communities.
I actually thought that there were six candidates for mayor.
I don't believe so. I could be wrong, but I think
there is. But go ahead.
I think there was, but it's possible. I see them. I have been going to some of the forums that have been going on and being provided by various organizations throughout the city. So I've been to forums. Not just for mayor, but for sometimes they'll do mayor in several different types of council races or the countywide constitutional officer races all at the same time. But I've been to ones that are sponsored by Republican groups. I've been to ones that are sponsored by Democrat groups.
Right.
I see everybody out there, with the exception probably of the mayor. And that is, again, that's a common strategy that most
that he just
politicians
doesn't show up?
Use. No, that most incumbents don't go out and do a lot of debates.
Well, you know, here's something interesting, and you're right that if you already have the office, mm-hmm. the last thing you want to do is enter into a debate with someone and possibly get tripped up on a question or backed into a wall.
Especially when you know some of the people that show up, you know, truly some of the people that show up are going to get, you know, like if they vote for themselves, maybe two if they're married,
right.
Have a mother.
So I was right. We did have six candidates. Omega Allen, Anna Lopez Broche, Lenny Curry, Brian Griffin, Jimmy Hill, and Johnny Sparks.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So we had six.
Johnny Sparks. I haven't seen Johnny Sparks anywhere.
I think he's part of the Marvel team or maybe the DC team. I'm not sure. Johnny Sparks.
Yeah. Okay. Bam, pow.
Anyway, yes. No offense, Mr. Sparks. Your name just came up, you know.
But he's a writing candidate.
He is a writing candidate, yeah. So today's major portion of the show is to go over Rule 8 regarding endorsements.
Okay, and I do want
and
to
you're
make
familiar
it,
with that.
I'm very familiar with it. I do want to make it clear that I am the former chairman of the Republican Party, so
yeah,
I'm not
absolutely.
Speaking on behalf of the Republican Party.
Well,
I'm just speaking on behalf of me.
We reached out to the current one and got no call back.
Okay,
the current chair, so he must be busy.
I would imagine he is.
So the Rule 8 is regarding endorsements, mm-hmm. and there are certain protocols and rules that you have to follow regarding endorsements, and especially when you have multiple Republican candidates running in the same race.
Yes, that
so
is correct.
So it's important that protocol be adhered to for
endorsements.
For an endorsement, mm-hmm. correct. Not necessarily for admonishments, not necessarily for, you know, slapping on your wrist, bad girl, you reached across the aisle, you actually tried to do something, talk both sides and make sure that we had unity here in Jacksonville. We're going to take a break before we get into the real meat of it. Phone lines are open, 222-TALK, 222-8255. The Republican Party is terribly, terribly fractured here in North Florida, isn't it?
The Republican Party is fractured all over the country. That's nothing new. When back in Lincoln's day, when the party was established, it was fractured.
Here's Dan Celia with today's Stewardship Moment.
Listen to Ephesians 4:32. And be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. Paul is saying that we need to be thinking about the needs of others before ourselves. This is a verse that we need to live by. This is a verse that we need to be thinking about each and every day as we try to understand the needs of others. You know, the greatest need for the world is the proclamation of the gospel. Are you supporting that with your prayers and finances?
You've just heard a Stewardship Moment with Dan Celia of Financial Issues Ministry, helping you plan, give, and invest wisely. For more information, log on to financialissues.org. That's financialissues.org.
Not long ago, American industry was a shadow of its former self, a casualty of a global economy. Manufacturing gradually and steadily left in search of cheaper materials and labor. Thankfully, it's coming back. But one company never left, Gravely. Gravely has been manufacturing America's best outdoor power equipment in America since 1916. Aaron's Gravely currently has over 750,000 square feet of manufacturing across three plants, employing over 1,400 men and women deep in the heartland of America, which is exactly why Tools for a Time is proud to be Jacksonville's newest Gravely preferred dealer. Come by Tools for a Time today to test drive the complete line of American-made Gravely mowers and job site vehicles. Gravely has a model to fit your every need, from the economical ZT series to the rugged Pro Stance and industrial strength Pro Turn commercial zero turn. Every Gravely mower carries the label Made in the USA. It isn't a marketing trick, it's a badge of honor. Mark your calendars for Tools for a Time's demo day sale Saturday, March 9th, and take home American pride. Take home a Gravely.
Question: do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
Let's get back to I'm Speaking Plainly.
What you got to say?
To join the conversation, call 222-TALK.
Say, hey, hey, hey.
That's 222-8255.
What you got to say?
Once again, here's Bill Hay.
Good afternoon, Jacksonville. Welcome back to The Last Word. Today, The Last Word is in politics. I'm your host, Bill Hay. Usually you hear me on Saturday nights, but during this groundbreaking show that we're doing here for afternoon drive time, you get to hear me on Monday for The Last Word in Politics, and then Thursday and Friday for The Last Word in Politics. And then in the middle, we got two great shows that I moderate. One is The Last Word in Insurance with Dan, the insurance man, on Tuesday. That's a great show. And then yesterday, I know all of you listened to The Last Word in Real Estate with Rapid Fire Real Estate and Anita Hiles. Another great show here. Afternoon Drive, live and local, which is what talk radio is all about. Today, we have Karen Morton in the house talking about what I consider to be a rather bold and, in my opinion, unnecessary move by the current chairman of the Republican Party to produce a press release and a letter questioning the loyalty of Anna Brochet, candidate for mayor, because
I don't
she
know that he was
hired.
Question loyalty or adherence to Republican principles.
Well, how much of a gray area is that not? I mean,
well, I mean, I don't know.
Let's talk about it. All right. So we have the incumbent, which in the eyes of the current chairman appears to be the golden boy.
Apparently, and from what was written, yes.
From what is written, does, I mean, he does.
He refers
wax
to him as the
on,
successful mayor, and,
right?
Yeah.
Wax on very poetically, which is a violation of Rule 8.
No. It is not. Being proud of your elected officials is not it.
But when you
violation.
Do that, when you make that statement, and your proudness, if that's a word.
Proudness, okay.
Is at the cost of another Republican.
Yes. That,
so
that's
where it gets into that.
Into a gray area
right.
there.
So we talk about gray areas here.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
I
the
mean,
average voter doesn't pay any attention to gray areas.
Semantic-wise, you know, there is a...
we're sorry, ladies.
Was he dancing? But, what was
no,
that? Was
he,
that the
he was
Valentine
saying,
dance?
He was saying, take it down, take it down,
take it down.
Take it down.
Take
All
it
right,
down.
So
no,
we'll,
but let me just, there are, in politics, as in many things, you know, there's many, many ways to do things, many ways to express yourself. There's verbiage that you can use that definitely violates the rules. And
right.
then there's a way of getting your point across without somehow skirting those rules, without actually violation.
There's a common term in the real world for that.
Okay.
It's called sugarcoating. It's called sugarcoating.
Well, sometimes it's sugarcoating and sometimes it's finesse. I mean, truly, depending on what the situation is.
What I'm trying to get at is, in my opinion, and I'll keep saying that, in
right,
my opinion,
right.
in the opinion of Bill Hay, because I don't want the station
yeah.
general manager to come back in and say, take it down,
take it down.
But the idea is that we support everyone equally. Now, they came out as the REC and endorsed the incumbent, but then
No, we did not.
Did not. So
no.
There was not a 60% of the voters
there was
that
no
came
vote.
In. There was no
there's
vote.
Been no vote.
Okay.
There's been
so
no vote. And
we're
I
clear
probably,
on that.
There's absolutely been no vote, and there's no vote scheduled.
Good. All right. So we're all on an even playing field. The three Republicans there are supposed to be
currently,
receiving
yes,
equal treatment.
They are all, well, they no. There's nothing that guarantees anybody, quote, equal treatment. There is only a rule that says that if you are on the Republican Executive Committee, and especially an officer of the Republican Executive Committee, that you will not use your office to support one candidate over another in a contested race where there's two or more Republicans.
Right back to the gray area again. If you
back
put out a press release signed by yourself as the chairman of the Republican
you
Executive
have used
Committee,
your title.
And if you wax poetically about one particular candidate while chastising another one and questioning their mm-hmm. loyalty, are you not in turn using your office to bolster one and deprive the other?
It can be inferred that way. However, if you look at the language, and again, I think this was carefully crafted, and I think there were probably three guys sitting around a table going, ooh, change this word and change that word, for obvious reasons. At no time did he support one person over the other.
Do the word successful not support?
Is
the word successful not support?
It is descriptive. It
okay.
doesn't say I support this successful guy. It just says he's a successful guy. And the essence at the end of it was that he was asking for one of the candidates to admonish or to declare her allegiance to a particular party.
Well, if the other candidate is then producing television commercials that use Democrat.
Well, that was one of
in
the issues and
television
that's,
commercials.
That's
does
actually
that?
Been what I've heard from both sides of the aisle several times is that one of the admonishments was that Anna had been very actively working with the Democrat Party, and she shouldn't do that.
Right.
I'm you know paraphrasing, but at the same time, I mean there are two very 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 high-level Democrats who have come out strongly and are advertising on behalf of Lenny Curry. So, in reality, you cannot run a countywide race
without getting
without
some Democrat
going
votes.
After, yes.
Right.
There's no Republican that has ever won a race in Duval County on a countywide race. I'm not talking about a smaller district where in your district, your demographics may be 60%, 70% Republican in those neighborhoods. But in a on a countywide race, a Republican cannot win with only Republican votes. It's never been done, probably never will be done. You must have Democrat votes. You got to have crossover. You must have NPA votes.
And in this particular race, because there are no Democrat candidates, you're going to have to, if you are a Republican registered in this race, you're going to have to appeal to the Democrat votes.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, the Republican that gets the most Republicans to show up is going to walk away with it, and probably not with 50% plus one.
Absolutely. And like I said, I've been to some of the forums that the Democrats have put on, and we've had somewhere between 3 to 8 different Republican candidates that showed up for those forums. And I walked in, many of the Democrats, when I walk in the door, go, oh my goodness, look who's here.
Why are you here? Yeah.
But they've been very gracious, and I know all these people. I know the Democrats. Man, I was in Tallahassee this week, and I walked up to Senator Audrey Gibson and said, hello, how are you? Karen Morton. And she oh my gosh.
She shook your hand and then immediately went to the ladies' room to wash?
No, she did not. Okay. We've had great conversations, several on the phone. She actually, the night I was elected chairman way back, was the night she was elected as the chairman of the Democrat Party here in Duval County. And so we have reaffirmed that we're going to finally go to that lunch that we had agreed to go to and never got around to it as soon as session lets out in, so it's going to be in May. But nonetheless, yeah, we're going to sit down and go to lunch and have a nice conversation.
All right. So
we know these people. They're very gracious. When I walked in the door and, and the forums were fair. And I give good credit. There was an excellent forum done. It was actually put on by the Jacksonville Young Democrats. They did a good job and they were very fair in their questioning. And the audience was quite polite to all of the candidates, regardless of party.
All right. So let's back up just a second and kind of bundle this all together because I want to move on into some other aspects of this upcoming race.
Okay.
But I just definitely want to get to a point where Jonathan isn't going to require emergency medical services down the hallway.
I complimented the Democrats. Hey.
Yeah, exactly. So what we've got to is, albeit legal, it probably, for gray areas, it didn't look really all that good.
To some people, it looked great. Because to some people, they who disagree with some of Anna's policies, they were like, about time. For other people, they're going, well, wait a second. Really? Nobody's been endorsed here. And you got to reach out to the Democrats. Perhaps the way in which she's done some of the reaching is what has prompted people to have a different response to what she's doing versus some of our other candidates.
Well,
but they're all reaching out to the Democrats. And so to say you're reaching out, but he's not in jeopardy of losing his chairmanship for
I wouldn't want him to either. I truly think he's a good guy, but I want it to be a fair playing field for everyone.
Right,
and
right.
If you happen to be coming out of left field and campaigning on transparency and campaigning on an inclusiveness and campaigning on many things that are ringing right now with the electorate,
right,
then you shouldn't be chastised for doing something that everybody else is doing to try and make hay while the sun still shines.
Well, I think part of it is that some of the policies that she has chosen to champion and some of her positions. But again, it is a gray area. He did not endorse her, but there was certainly an implication that one is a great, successful person, and the other one has an issue. So, it was interesting. It was a very interesting statement.
Well, we're going to get into this and so much more about this upcoming election because I guarantee you, folks, it's going to get worse before it gets better. Just a little bit more than a month left.
Yeah.
Right. No, a little bit short of a month. Today's Valentine's Day.
Well, yeah, but it's March 19th is the first election.
Yeah, a month and a week.
Yeah.
But remember, February is a short month.
It is indeed.
Yeah, so we've got a little bit of time to go here, and I personally will be glad when the primary is over, for lack of a better word, because I do believe that we're probably going to be going into a runoff And I think the candidates expect that there's going to be a runoff.
Yes, I think in many races they expect to have a runoff.
So we're going to talk about this and so much more when we get back. Phone lines are open, 222-TALK, 222-8255.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Senate has passed a bipartisan border security plan that would finance 55 additional miles of fencing along the U.S.-Mexico border, significantly less than President Trump wanted. The vote came shortly after the White House announced that he will sign the measure and immediately announced he will use emergency powers to build additional miles without approval from Congress. The Senate vote advances the measure to the House for a vote on Thursday night. Arlington, Virginia doesn't expect its plans to build a new Amazon headquarters to change, even though Amazon has scuttled a plan to build a headquarters in New York. Arlington County Board Chairman Christian Dorsey said county officials spoke with Amazon earlier today. On Wall Street, the Dow by 104 points to 25,439, but the NASDAQ rose 7, the S&P declined 7, and oil up to $54.41 a barrel. This is SRN News.
Attention all men. Have Viagra and Cialis let you down? Think your best days are behind you? Well, think again. If you suffer from any type of ED, regardless of your age or medical history, the doctors at Alpha Medical Group can help you now. There's no needles, no surgery, no medication. Just the newest available proven treatment from Europe using acoustic pressure waves. The FDA-cleared medical device regenerates blood vessels and erectile tissue in short in-office sessions. And it's all done with absolutely no needles, no surgery, and no medication. Call now for full information. Call 904-763-1400. 904-763-1400. The 100% natural, non-invasive way to fix erectile dysfunction. Call 904-763-1400 today and get your life back with Alpha Medical Group. Call 904-763-1400 or visit alphamedicalgroup.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-9024 and use promo code WBOB. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
The Can-Am Spring Fever Sales event is happening right now at Jacksonville Power Sports. From now until February 28th, you can get huge rebates on the remaining 2018 Can-Am Maverick X3 Series. Get up to $3,000 cash back on select Maverick X3 Turbos. There's never been a better time to buy a class-leading Can-Am Maverick than right now. It's the Can-Am Spring Fever Sales event at Jacksonville Power Sports, Atlantic Boulevard, a half mile west of 295. See the full list of Can-Am models and rebates at JacksonvillePowerSports.com. Jacksonville Power Sports, your fun starts here.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Near downtown, there's a crash on I-10 on the westbound ramp to US 17. Also an accident on Bay Meadows Road. Heading west at San Jose Boulevard, that right turn lane is blocked at that busy intersection. And another crash on the East Beltway, 295 southbound at Atlantic Boulevard. For your Valentine's night, expect partly cloudy skies, low 45. Friday, mostly sunny and warmer, high 76.
Hey, hey, hey.
Let's get back to I'm Speaking Plainly.
What you got to say?
To join the conversation, call 222-TALK.
Say, hey, hey, hey.
That's 222-8255.
What you got to say?
Once again, here's Bill Hay.
Good afternoon, Jacksonville. Welcome back to The Last Word. Today, The Last Word is in politics. I'm your host, Bill Hay, and I'll be here today and tomorrow. And then, of course, Saturday night is the regular I'm Speaking Plainly, starting at 6 o'clock. I hope you'll join me then. It's
People
a long
can dance
show.
With you almost all week long.
Yeah, you can. Monday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Yeah. And then if you like what you hear, you can hear it all over again on Sunday night.
So, yay!
Yeah, it's just starting to become a
probably
full,
be a lot like Saturday night show.
It probably would be a lot like Saturday night show. The voice you hear over there is AJ. He's answering the phones, 222-TALK, 222-8255. George did call back. We are off onto a new subject now, so we can bring George on the line. George, welcome to The Last Word.
Yeah, thank you. It's kind of related. All over the world, the socialists have tried to destroy countries that are happy and that own guns. And I'm looking at an article here. It's not the Swiss have the lowest murder rate in the world and lowest crime rate. But since about the 80s, the socialists have tried to move in, and they've done things like make the Supreme Court an entity in the country. It was almost nothing before, and make it stronger. And it's not just that people own guns if they can pass military service and they have universal military service. They're the happiest people in the world. Let me read this sentence. The Swiss were applauded in a study for high marks on all the main factors found to support happiness: caring, freedom, generosity, honesty, health, income, and good governance. They have a tremendous effect on their own government. They can vote laws out if they want to. And if you look at what's unfortunately being taught in schools, not as much in Jacksonville as other places, but other places, they're opposite of these things.
Right. And it's only recently, within the last 100 years, that has been the case.
Yes.
Americans, by and large, when our country was founded, were happy to be independent, happy to be away from the British government. Now,
absolutely.
At the very beginning, when our country was being founded, there were a great number of people that did not want to sever ties with Britain.
That's right.
They wanted to stay under the king because they got a certain amount of protection and a certain mm-hmm. amount of notoriety. But I'm glad that smarter minds prevail.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Well, I'd like to see the schools pick up these issues and teach these things, and the media just absolutely has failed with all of the garbage movies coming out of Hollywood and the world is coming in. Liberal stations, et cetera. So let's push for happiness.
You know, let's try to push for happiness, and also let's try to push for a little bit of a change. Thank you, George, for the call.
Yep.
You know, we've got these movies that are, you know, we wonder why kids act the way they do, and they take guns to school, and they mm-hmm. kill all their... It's all shoot 'em up, bang, bang, you know?
You become numb to it. By the age of six, you're already accustomed to seeing this.
If little army soldiers and plastic guys are, you know, the old claymation motion stuff, if they mm-hmm. want to shoot tanks and rockets and guns at Godzilla while mm-hmm. he's tearing up Tokyo, mm-hmm. I'm good with that. But when you have Wesley Snipes or you have mm-hmm. any number of people just going down the streets of San Francisco, blowing people away,
yeah.
You know, I mean,
yeah,
when
nuts.
I was a kid growing up, you know, Dirty Harry was, you know, did I shoot five or did I shoot six?
Uh-huh.
And do I feel lucky? You know, that was something that all us kids, we copied. But we never thought
right.
about getting old enough to get a .44 Magnum
exactly.
and then going out and blowing somebody's head off.
Exactly. There's so many different things that have changed in our culture. But to get to George's point about the schools for just a second, George, I pray that we will be seeing a significant difference because the governor has obviously already called for a Common Core to be totally removed from the schools. And he's also pushing the civics will indeed be properly taught in the schools once again. And that's something that is sorely needed. So we are moving in the right direction. He also named Richard Corcoran, the former Speaker of the House, to head up our education department here in Florida. And Richard Corcoran is a strong proponent of exactly those issues, as well as increasing school choice. And I think that we're going to see in the next 8 years some significant changes for the better in our school system. And that would be an incredible thing.
Well, I hope that those changes come about very quickly.
So do I.
Under the DeSantis
yes.
rule, for lack of a better word.
Yes.
Because the next person that gets in might turn around and reverse everything again. We have
it's
a
possible.
Big problem with that in our country.
Right.
Now, I'm unfortunately very hypocritical because I like reversing the bad stuff.
Right.
But not reversing the good stuff.
Right. And, you know, like you and I pretty much agree on what's right and what's wrong. And
correct.
But we're basically 48% of the population. There's another 48% that believes exactly the opposite. And so it's very difficult.
I actually believe that that number is probably incorrect.
I think
it's
too.
More like 30 and 30 and 40% don't care.
Well, that may very well be true. And then yeah, I think you're right.
We have a big issue in this country with people that just develop a very apathetic nature towards politics in general.
Right.
I can't tell you how many people that I meet through the show and in my daily life that just don't care about politics because they feel that no matter what they do, only big money and big families win out.
Right. And gosh, I spend so much time over the last several years, and I will continue to do so, asking people to please reconsider as much as, and it can be painful to sit there and pay attention to politics. It's constantly in your face, and now politics is just 24/7. It will run you down. It is just unbelievable. But
Nathan, I see you on the phone line, Nathan, and as soon as we get back from the next break, I'll bring you up. It wouldn't be fair to do it now.
Politics is not just big money. I mean, take a look. Best example I can give. Take a look at Jeb Bush's run for president.
Oh, yeah.
He had
outrageous
over
amounts,
$500 million being spent on his campaign. He got less than 3%. It does matter. If people are paying attention and if people take the time to figure out what's really going on and do a little research on the candidates, pay attention to what's really happening instead of the nonsense that they're spewing in some 3-minute speech, then it makes a difference because every single vote counts. Like people are like, well, there was 20 million votes. How do you think they got to 20 million votes?
That means somebody
20
cared.
Million individuals got off their backsides, went to the polling place, and cast their ballot.
Yes.
That's where it comes
from. But it doesn't
from.
Necessarily mean that those 20 million people knew anything about the candidates. They voted on name recognition.
Many do. That's
I can
correct.
Tell you that there are several candidates that set out
right.
the last election cycle that are running in this current city election cycle
yes.
that probably have a really good chance of taking their
right.
seat
right.
just
right.
on name recognition
and
alone.
That is very true. Again, we get what we ask for. And if more people would pay attention and more people would go
so
to vote.
So do you think people paid attention when someone tried to sell the JEA out from under us?
I think people started to immediately pay attention because once it was brought to their attention, once that issue came out, because that is very much not considered even politics. That is considered a part of my life. What are you doing to me? What
right.
are you doing to my family? It has a potential direct effect on my budget, my family being able to, pay the electric bill this month. And so people paid attention immediately.
How much do you think that the military, retired and currently serving, and those family members that had folks in the military, how much do you think they'll pay attention to the idea that there were promises made about it always being the Jacksonville Veterans Memorial Arena, and now it looks like there has been works?
I hope more will pay attention to it. I think a lot of people... A lot of veterans, certainly active military, you're not allowed to deal with politics, and so it gives you a cushion. Well, I don't have to deal with politics because I'm not allowed to. Oh, okay. And then they, as
well,
veterans,
you're still
they just
to
continue.
Vote.
Well, you're still allowed to vote,
right.
but you're not you allowed to talk
campaign,
about it.
Right.
Yeah. So it kind of gives them a buffer, and then they get out as veterans, and they go, well, I'm not into politics, and that's unfortunate, but As they start to hear about it, hopefully they will pay more attention.
I'm just curious as to whether or not the folks over at TV 47 will dig up that little clip regarding the letter supposedly discussing the renaming that was aired back in November.
Yeah.
I'm
yeah.
curious as to whether or not 47 will dig that up and run it. And if they don't... Did they not run it because they have advertising dollars?
You know,
to lose?
I know we for a fact we've got some Republican candidates who are using that as a talking point because it's a huge
talking
point for veterans, and we have a huge veteran population.
I mentioned
here
it the other day. I said, you know, apparently the phrase "I have nothing on my desk" actually, in political speak, if you were to put it into your phone and use one of those translator programs,
uh-huh.
if you put in translation to political speak, it would say something like, "You're ignorant, you don't count, you're not big money, you don't make donations, so it's none of your business." That's what "I have nothing on my desk" really translates over into.
I
that's my opinion. You're listening to The Last Word. Today, The Last Word is in politics. Phone lines are open, 222-TALK, 222-8255.
This is your Money Minute. I'm Steve Siddall. Amazon wants the most basic of tasks to be controlled by voice. The company unveiled several gadgets recently, furthering Amazon's goal of placing its Alexa voice assistant everywhere its customers are. Among the new products, an Amazon-branded microwave that connects with Amazon's Echo devices and a new Echo for cars that plugs into most vehicles. One thing Alexa can't do yet is make sure you're not paying too much in fees in your portfolio. Here to talk about hidden fees is XP award-winning retirement specialist Peter LaLiberty, CEO of Liberty Advisory Group. How about Alexa, Peter?
Technology is a great thing, and it will definitely be a part of our field. You know, robo-advisors are becoming popular among the younger people, but we work in retirement, and the people that I work with, they want to meet with someone. They want to see them face to face. They want to trust them. They want to know they have someone who's looking out for them, because no one's looking out for seniors. Let's face it, there's nothing out there. So, you know, that's not going to replace what we do, I don't think. But what we have to do is show people how to have a plan. You know, it's what they want, and very, very few people have a plan that they understand. But that's what we do. So here's what I like to do. It's kind of show people something a little bit different. For the first 20 people who call in our office in Ponte Vedra, we'll go over our process with you. We'll provide you with an MRI on your portfolio to kind of show you where you are, kind of show you where you're going, and what's the likelihood that it will succeed. Because what we do is we try to change lives. We try to help you create a great retirement, the retirement that you maybe think you can't create. So the first 20 callers, come in, meet with me. We'll have some special treats for you.
Well, that sounds great, Peter. To learn more, just give us a call at 888-508-2119. That's 888-508-2119. Or just text the word Liberty to 21000. That's Liberty to 21000.
At Underwoods, we know what it takes to be one of the South's most trusted jewelers. Our reputation was made by carrying the finest quality. I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods, and we're proud to bring Forevermark diamonds to North Florida. Only 1% of the world's diamonds are eligible to become Forevermark. They're the world's most carefully selected diamonds that you can be proud to give and wear forever. The Forevermark icon invisibly inscribed on each diamond is proof of the Forevermark promise that each diamond is beautiful, rare, and responsibly sourced. Their exceptional beauty is unleashed by the world's finest craftsmen using skill and artistry passed down by generations. Forevermark diamonds benefit the communities from which they're sourced and are individually cared for from the mine to her finger. Underwoods is Jacksonville's authorized Forevermark jeweler, so make the right decision and come by Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, and the Shops of Ponte Vedra.
Let's get back to I'm Speaking Plainly.
What you got to say?
To join the conversation, call 222-TALK.
Say, hey, hey, hey.
That's 222-8255.
What you got to say?
Once again, here's Bill Hay.
Good afternoon, Jacksonville. Welcome back to The Last Word. Today, The Last Word is in politics. We're down to the last 11 minutes.
Things go amazing.
Very, very fast.
It goes so fast.
You know, I had a conversation with Nathan off the air.
Yeah.
Nathan is a Jimmy Hill supporter and an Anna Brochet hater.
Okay.
So I feel like I'm walking on thin ice to have him on, but right. I also feel like I should have him on, at least to let him talk about some of the stuff, if we can kind of do it without attacking one candidate over the other.
Right.
So I'm gonna try this with you, Nathan, and we'll see how it goes. But remember, the delete key will set me free. So there you go, Nathan, you're on.
But first of all, I got to correct you. I'm not an Anna Brochet hater. So don't. Sounds like you were picking on me there for a second.
Okay, but, all right. In the off air, it sounded like you were speaking to me as though she was a ladder climber.
Well, I mean, if you just look at her record, she's doing something that not too many people have done, trying to become city council president really quickly. I mean, good or bad, she's trying to go places.
So and that's the American way. The American way is to strive for greatness.
Exactly. And, I mean, that's not really what I wanted to talk about. Basically, obviously the letter kind of has, people can go and look at Dean Black's letter. I wasn't really going to talk about that. But basically, we just need to look at what they actually have done and what they stood for. I mean, you look at the party platform of the Republican Party. That's what we should compare candidates to, and also our own personal beliefs. And you look at what Anna Brochet did with at least an exploratory committee in regards to trying to take down the monuments.
Wait. I'm going to correct you every time, Nathan. It was an exploratory committee to determine the number of Confederate monuments we had located within the proper of Jacksonville. It had nothing to do with taking them down.
Exactly, and whether that was expressly in it, politics has a way of saying something, just like you were talking about the letter, saying something without actually doing that, and that's kind of where that was going.
Okay.
And I mean, you look at what she's done, and obviously supporting the HRO and her committee, she did not allow comments to be made.
Did Lenny support the HRO?
He said several occasions, on many occasions, that he would oppose the HRO.
And then he signed it.
Huh?
And then he signed it.
He didn't sign it, but when it came before him, he failed to veto it, unlike he had said on many occasions that he would have vetoed it. And so he didn't keep that promise that he had made to many different people. And you know, obviously, something you talk about a lot is with Curry, the problem with the superficial fix for the pension liability that's not even going to kick in a tax until after he leaves. Anna Brochet was a part of that. So you look at both of them, they're kind of both in the same bucket. And I know you didn't want me to mention that individual's name, which I'm not going to. But you look at just what our city has turned into with these two individuals, and they're pretty much, yes, they're running against each other, but they're very similar in a lot of their beliefs, both Brochet and Curry.
Okay, well, I will give you credit for that. But when you say, look at what our city has turned into with these two individuals, trust me, Nathan, it's a lot more than this. Just these two individuals. The list is long and illustrious, and goes back all the way to consolidation, and it may be even further than that. But right. I'm glad we got a chance to have you on today, Nathan. Thank you very much. I appreciate your call.
Yeah, there are alternatives. If you're not particularly enthused about the two main candidates, there are other alternatives.
Yeah, I mean, there's Jimmy Hill is got a strong showing, and I think. I've had him on the show here. Mm-hmm, he has some good policies. He has some good ideas. The problem with Jimmy is he doesn't have name recognition or a huge account. I mean, Anna doesn't even have a huge account to go
in.
That's
true.
Lenny's got 10-1 over that. Hopefully, there'll be wise spending of dollars. Jimmy Hill says that he is going to use the marketing techniques that he has learned over decades of dealing with the boat show to be able to hedge all his money and to get a lot of bang for his buck.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, when we were talking about the beginning of the show, this is going to be a political season between now and the 19th of March where we're going to have a lot going on.
Yes, there's
going to
be a lot going on. One of the things that Nathan mentioned kind of reminded me of something. Within the RPOF, Republican Party of Florida, within the state party, I was with a group, and they are still active, and they're still working on trying to make some changes within the state party that would indeed require a candidate to sign. If you want to run as a Republican in the state of Florida, you got to sign this oath saying that you believe and will adhere to the policies of and platform of the Republican Party. If you don't want to sign the oath, then don't run as a Republican.
Now, here's my question. When they make that kind of effort to get a loyalty oath
from a candidate, right now, I mean, I'm not talking about any particular person in this race. I'm talking about
Joe Blow
walk in and be opposed, can be a socialist, a communist, and register to run as a Republican.
So let me ask you this. When Bill Bishop was running for mayor, and he endorsed Alvin Brown.
Alvin Brown, yeah. He kind of it was seen as a betrayal within the ranks.
And he was removed from the Republican Executive Committee.
He was not removed. He absolutely was not removed. He quit coming. And therefore, automatically, you don't come to...
How many meetings can you miss?
Three, without sending in an excuse. And he didn't. He just left.
Okay, so he'd be eligible to come back again.
He would be eligible, sure.
All right, so my question then, does the Democrat Party here in North Florida have the same type of rule? And would that be something that Tommy Hazzuri would be facing because he has come
honestly,
out and done this
I'm
television
I'm not quite sure what the rules are for the Democrat Party. You can look them up just like the Republican Party. They do operate under some different rules. There's the parties were set up under a statutory structure, but each party does have different ways of doing things,
so
even down to that, the number of members that they have.
Here's something that came out last week, about 10 days ago. Omega Allen, Jimmy Hill, Anna Brochet have all said that they're ready to do a debate sponsored by the Public Policy Institute over at Jacksonville
University.
There was no response as of about a week ago from the Curry administration.
Yeah.
Do you anticipate that we'll see a three-person debate in an empty chair, or do you think he might come
out for
that?
Honestly, I don't know. The JU debates are almost always televised. Matter of fact, I've never seen one that wasn't televised by Channel 4.
And very professionally done, and I don't think are biased at all.
No, well, yeah, and certainly the director of the Public Policy Institute over there is
Rick Mulaney.
Yeah, he's very well known and would certainly be very fair to the mayor for sure. I don't know if what's going to happen, but I can't imagine at the end of the day that you're going to pass up the one opportunity to have at least one debate. But I think there will be a lot of vying back and forth to determine who actually gets to participate. I don't know. We'll see. I honestly don't know what they're going to do.
That's one thing that's all, regardless of this election or any of them, it's always bothered me that if you are on the ballot, you ought to be able to debate.
Well, yes, I understand
some people have
that.
Come up with the 2% rule
and all
of this other garbage.
And it's just, yes, it's just an effort from the big boys to minimalize you. And a lot of media caves to that. A lot of different organizations cave to that because they still want to, I don't know. They want to play. They want to be on the playing field. So, they cave to it. I think if you're on the ballot, you should be able to speak. And certainly locally, people should have an opportunity to know what their choices are. The local elections are the ones that most directly affect your daily lives. And it's incredibly important.
Tomorrow, on tomorrow's show, I'm getting ready to wrap up.
Mm-hmm.
We've got about a minute and a half left.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to be taking a step into another race here in town, and that is the sheriff's race.
Okay.
He did a walk the other day. It was televised.
Mm-hmm.
And there were a lot of frustrated people out on the street talking about the crime rate.
Uh-huh.
I noticed that Ron Salem, it was way over on the north side, and I noticed that Ron was out walking with the sheriff.
Uh-huh.
And that was rather interesting that it's a city council district. Obviously, it's an at-large district that he's running for.
Yep.
But he was there for facial recognition.
Yeah, I noticed that too. And to meet people and say hello and shake hands and that kind of thing. I don't know. I'm hoping that all of the at-large candidates and all of the candidates who are running in a particular district where they're walking are welcome to go along as well. I saw a photo.
Right.
I know what you're talking about.
Race in District 1 and District 2 at large, the District 2 at large race, and the District 1 race between Bill Bishop and Joyce Morgan, that's going to be a heated race in the Arlington area.
Yes.
I haven't seen a single Joyce Morgan sign, but I've seen quite a few Bishop signs out hitting the street corners in private yards.
Yeah.
It's going to be very interesting. A lot to come in this election
season.
You've been listening to The Last Word. Thank you, Karen, for being here today.
Thank you, Bill.
Today, The Last Word has been politics, and tomorrow, The Last Word is in politics. AJ, we're going to step away for now, and we'll see you back here again tomorrow at 5. Join us, won't you?
Attention all men. Have Viagra and Cialis let you down? Think your best days are behind you? Well, think again. If you suffer from any type of ED,
Regardless of your age or medical history, the doctors at Alpha Medical Group can help you now. There's no needles, no surgery, no medication. Just the newest available proven treatment from Europe using acoustic pressure waves. The FDA-cleared medical device regenerates blood vessels and erectile tissue in short in-office sessions. And it's all done with absolutely no needles, no surgery, and no medication. Call now for full information. Call 904-763-1400. 904-763-1400. The 100% natural, non-invasive way to fix erectile dysfunction. Call 904-763-1400 today and get your life back with Alpha Medical Group. Call 904-763-1400 or visit alphamedicalgroup.com.